You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Thursday evening, and I was just going to get on here. I told you in last podcast that I'm going to make an announcement this podcast, but I think I'm going to wait because I want to introduce this correctly. So I don't want to just make a post and put it on Twitter and whatnot and not have people understand what it is, okay? So, or how and how it's to be used. So, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. The Patreons got a sneak preview of it. They've got the information, but they're the only ones that I've shown this thing that I've made. So if you're not a Patreon, then you missed out on that. But it's going to be released officially very soon. So just stay patient, okay? let's see. In breaking news, Donald Trump canceled the Republican convention in Florida because of the coronavirus. Apparently, it's too dangerous. This hoax that, you know, was invented by Nancy Pelosi's pussy. This Democrat hoax that has killed 140 some odd thousand people. It's scary enough for him to cancel the Republican convention. Now, you can still send your kids to school, and you must send your kids to school, okay? It's okay for them, all right? Just not President Pussy, okay? I've seen children with PTSD that are less frightened than that man, that 70-some-odd-year-old man. Anyway, I wanted to kind of do a podcast tonight. I got a couple of questions about domestic service, on the website in the last day or so. And just a note about the sending in questions. I love answering questions. Obviously I do it all the time on every platform. There's a little button that's blinking on the sidebar of the website. It says, ask a question, and it sends you right to the question field, so you can just enter a question. Somebody bitched at me that they don't want to put their email address. Just put a fake email address, okay? You know, nobody's tracking you, all right? So just put a fake name and a fake email address in there. Just ask the question, okay? It's not that hard. I don't know why I have to explain that in 2020, but whatever. Anyway, I had a couple questions about domestic service, and so I wanted to talk about that a little bit because, over the years that I've been with having this website, it's 5 years, you know, it still kind of boggles my mind, but anyway, I've dealt with a lot of faggots about domestic service, and a lot of faggots don't want to do it. You know, they're just like, I want the dick. Oh, I want the dick, you know. That's all I want. Why won't he fuck me? Why does he fuck me the way I want? I want to be in this position, and, you know. Selfish faggots. And they balk at cleaning a man's toilet or cooking him dinner or cleaning up his kitchen or doing his ironing or whatever. I feel sorry for any faggot that feels that way. I think that domestic service is an amazing way to serve a man. I honestly, like, I get as much of a thrill over doing a man's laundry as I do about getting choke fucked, okay, by a man. I know it sounds weird. Maybe I got something wrong with me. I don't know, but I just find it to be very, very fulfilling. You know, cooking for a man. I love cooking for a man. I love it. I love when a man comes out of the bathroom and says, "The bathroom looks great, faggot." You know, or when a man sits down in his living room and the living room is clean and the kitchen is clean and he can just sit back and relax, all because of my efforts. I love that to no end, okay? And no, it's not some thing like, oh, I'm his wife. No, it's not like that. It's satisfying in a way. Here's what I think it is, okay? And since it's my podcast, I can say whatever I want, right? I think that domestic service is so important because it's completely selfless. You see, I mean, most of a faggot's existence is selfless, you know. What we do for a man is for his benefit, right? Whether it's we give him our money as a cash fag, or you know, we suck their dick, or we offer them our pussy to fuck, or whatever. Almost everything that we do is for his pleasure, not necessarily ours, but. I mean, let's admit that, you know, if we're getting fucked by a man or being used by a man sexually, there is an element for us to enjoy, right? But doing laundry or cooking or cleaning or whatever, washing his car, you know, or waxing his car, I mean, any of the things that you would do as a domestic faggot, there's no sexual element. There's no physical pleasure really to any of it, right? It's menial work. But there's like an emotional satisfaction. It's just deep down in a faggot's soul of a purpose, a worthiness to that kind of work that is difficult to quantify in words, but like it's very, very. I personally think that domestic service. Is the it's like when a woodworker creates a piece of furniture, it's that sanding, that final sanding, that really contours it and smooths it out and makes it ready to be furniture, right? It's the final step, and like I think domestic service is like that sanding, that fine sanding. Of a finished work. You know, I think that, well, like any faggot can get fucked, right? Or suck a dick. or lick an ass or whatever, kiss feet, you know. But it's the little things that are the it's the final stage of the production of a faggot, of a true faggot, is that that part of it, the it's just this final, it's like putting the whipped cream and cherry on top of a sundae, you know, like it's that extra bit that kind of makes the whole song, you know. And I think domestic service is just absolutely crucial, you know. And every successful alpha or master that I've ever known that who's owned faggots in some capacity, the most successful ones are the ones that employ faggots as domestic servants. The faggots are, their faggots are more obedient, more grateful, more humble, more in subspace than just some, you know, some human fleshlight that, you know, gets tossed around and fucked. And, you know, like, let's just say that, like I said, I think for the faggot's development, domestic service is an amazing way to truly round yourself out as a true faggot, a complete faggot, you know. But also for the alphas out there and the masters out there who own faggots, who own domestic faggots, okay. You ask any of them, and they're going to say that they treasure their domestic faggots because their domestic faggots give them a sort of kingship, you know, in a way that a sexual faggot maybe doesn't necessarily give them, okay? You know, if you think about a king doesn't necessarily fuck all of his slaves, right? He might fuck some of them, but like, it's not about sex. It's about being superior to another human being, and that human being submitting and serving, right? Domestic faggots do that in a way that is more akin to what we think of with a king, you know. And men, they gravitate to that. They, it attracts them in a way, and it means something to them. And men treasure the kind of qualities that it requires to be a domestic faggot, okay? Namely, loyalty, faithfulness, dedication, attention to detail, those kinds of qualities are usually found in abundance in domestic faggots, okay? I mean, there's most domestic faggots that I've ever known, you know, if I were a man, okay, I would have no problem leaving that domestic faggot in my house to do the work that I assigned him, okay? But there's a lot of sexual faggots, you know, the cute little, you know, hey, look at me, you know, attention whore faggots that are out there wanting to get fucked by the biggest dick and all that kind of stupid shit. I wouldn't leave them. I wouldn't trust them to watch my hamster, okay? Like, I wouldn't trust them to watch the tree in the backyard. Like, they're not responsible at all. But domestic faggots are, generally. very responsible, very trustworthy, and very humble, you know. And so I guess what I'm getting at is that domestic faggotry is it's like being a butler, you know, in an English mansion, you know, for royalty. It's along the same lines, you know, and so there's a dignity to it, you know. If you're a domestic faggot, you're serving a man who is superior to you, and you recognize that, and he recognizes that, and you submit to him, and you do his will and serve him, and he's pleased, and that whole relationship there between the two is complete in and of itself, you know, outside of any other things that might be happening. So it's very, I don't know, it's a very noble thing to be a domestic faggot. And I will encourage this too, okay? Any faggots out there that are eager to serve a man and they're struggling, okay, to get in with an alpha to serve him, okay? Domestic service is a great, great way to get in to service to an alpha, okay? Obviously, cash, you know, findom is the other way you would get in with an alpha, but domestic service, a lot of men would be willing to take on a domestic faggot or two to serve him, you know, take care of his house, take care of his things, whatever, you know. That's a great way to get into service, to acclimate yourself to what being a true faggot is all about, you know, and get you in the right mindset. So, you know, I know that it might not be as exciting, let's say, as being a sex toy for a man. And, you know, whatever. For me, it's just as exciting. But, like, I understand that other faggots don't agree with me on that. But it really is, honestly, a real blessing to be able to be owned by a man in that capacity. And I'm telling you, it's really, really wonderful. So I have nothing but the highest praise for my domestic fag brothers out there, and for the alphas who are smart enough to understand that this service is available to them and they take advantage of it, okay? So that's my recommendation on that. There was a thought I had and it just flew out of my head. I think that you will, if you do this, you will get in and be able to deepen your purpose, fulfillment of your purpose, you know. So I think it's something that every faggot should really think hard about and really meditate on what it would mean to them, you know. So anyway, that's all I've got. I just I got to thinking about these questions that I got on the website, and this is what I was gonna say. If you're gonna be a domestic faggot, you have to control yourself. Okay, you've got to protect your heart. You've got to control your heart. You can't fall in love with that alpha. Okay. Sometimes, and you know, this is one of the questions I got, was this faggot who's serving as a domestic faggot is kind of fallen in love with the alpha, who's a gay alpha, and the gay alpha is not using him for sex or anything like that. He's just using him as a domestic faggot, and it's bothering the domestic faggot. And that's hard, you know, like when you're serving a man in that capacity and you want more and he's not showing he wants any more, you know, you got a decision to make there, you know. But you've got to try to control your feelings. You've got to, what I've learned to do is, because I wasn't very good at this early on in my career, you know, I fell in love with some of the alphas that I served early. But the key really is to focus on the work, okay? If you're scrubbing a toilet, okay, that is your whole world, okay? Scrubbing the toilet, cleaning it, making sure it's spotless, etc. That's your whole world. You don't sit and think about and fantasize about him pissing in the toilet later or whatever, you know, like you just worry about the work. You've got to become a machine, basically. And let things play out according to the owner, you know, your master, your alpha, okay? You let him decide how things go, but you've just got to focus on the work. If you're cooking him a meal, you know, chop the vegetables. Just worry about making the meal, not anything else, not what you might get if he's pleased, whatever. Just worry about the work, and the rest of it will take care of itself. So go out there and serve men, okay, in whatever way you can. But I definitely encourage domestic service, okay? It is a big, big deal for me. So go out there and wash some socks and underwear, okay? I know you want to sniff them, so get out there and do that, okay? Perverts. Anyway, there will be an announcement. It's coming, I promise, okay? But I'm going to stop now. Please be safe out there. I hear there's some coronavirus thing going around that's, causing havoc around the United States of America because we have a dumb fuck for a president. Anyway, I love you guys, and I hope you take care. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Love you. Bye.